This is CBSI on the world. I'm John Batchelor. Peterson Space Force Base braces breaking defense. The U.S. military has collectively reported hundreds of drone flights over Pentagon installations on American soil in the past few years. And that's just the ones U.S. NORTHCOM knows about. I welcome Henry Sokolsky. He is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to comment on a story that is in the news and then not, and then in the news and then not. Now we have an additional anecdote. A graduate student from Minnesota, Chinese national is presumption, flies to Virginia, goes to a local Costco, and purchases an off-the-shelf drone that has camera abilities, puts it in the air over the fleet in some fashion. However, because he is new to it or because there's an accident, it crashes in the tree and he can't get it back. He then buys a ticket for California and purchases a one-way ticket to China before he's apprehended. I stop there. Henry, a very good evening to you. These two notes, the one about hundreds of flights and the other about a Chinese national buying a one-way ticket to China after crashing a Costco drone in a tree. Does this all make sense, Henry? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's great being on your show, as always. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense because it's so attractive a way to get information and to hold things at risk without any major investment at all. You simply use locally purchased drones, which are able to carry, I don't know, 40 pounds or more of anything you want. Cameras, in this case, to fly over shipyards that are extremely sensitive, buildings, you know, nuclear submarines, taking pictures. Or you could actually put explosives on them. And believe me, that's more than enough payload to do it. All kinds of severe damage to any number of targets. So I think what's refreshing is that perhaps out of a bit of panic, our government is sharing what it doesn't know and is holding is releasing this information and sharing it. And I think it's because they don't have very good answers and they want people to know that there's a problem. And I think that's the start. You know, with any luck, this ought to get more attention to at least undo some of the barriers to getting solutions. One of the fascinating things about the Wall Street Journal's coverage, which they deserve immense credit for, and breaking this story, is that there is a law in the books that unless a drone is going to clearly inflict imminent harm and a severe amount of it, you can't do anything but call the Federal Aviation Agency Administration, the FAA, and report, hey, there's something flying out here. You've been informed, which is not terribly effective as a countermeasure. So we've got a legal barrier, an organizational barrier, because is it the FBI? Is it the local police? Is it the FAA? Is it the Pentagon? Is it Homeland Security that deals with this? Who's in control? It's not clear. And then technically, it's not so easy to track these things, to detect them, much less to attribute who's flying them. It's a bit of a bitch's brew.
Do they have a defense from this, to your knowledge, either in the law or kinetically?
I think the short answer is no. There are various things you can do once you detect and know you want to bring a drone down. But that's a few steps down the road. You have to detect it. You have to know that you want to bring it down. And you have to have, you know, whether it's a machine gun, a net, another drone that goes after the drone. All that is like step number three. The earlier steps need to be in place, even if you have countermeasures technically, and they are not that elegant or exquisite yet. I mean, you know, we know that in Ukraine, they're able to knock down drones because they assume that any drone coming at them is hostile. They don't have any legal barriers. They know right. who's in charge to shoot. We don't have that yet.
Let's go to a weakness of drones. It depends upon the GPS. You've pointed me to a company, however, that is suddenly very popular called Shield AI, which is a drone that does not use a GPS. How does it work, Henry?
It uses artificial intelligence and a lot of data stored on board to get to the theater. And then it has instructions to look for certain things that it has images of that it can deduce. It knows when it's being attacked and how to, you know, work with other drones if they're sent in swarms to take proper defensive action. This is becoming attractive because many of the drones in the war in Ukraine have dependency on GPS where the signals can be spoofed, or they need electronic connection, communication, and those communications can be broken up with electronic warfare measures. This system is free of it doesn't have to worry about those hurdles. Now, it's all the more important that this development comes along for yet another reason. We are increasingly investing, the Pentagon, in low Earth orbit systems to do command, control, communication, and surveillance, and a number of things. These are not being hardened against nuclear effects. Now, given that the Russians are suspected of developing a nuclear weapon that would go off in low Earth orbit and destroy these systems, we have another vulnerability that suggests you may want to have an offensive drone that isn't dependent on things in space. So you'll be stunned to hear that the article says every one of the services is interested in buying this product and the software that goes with it. So it looks like it's going to be in demand.
The three laws of robotics, Isaac Asimov. The first law, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. I'm presuming the Pentagon knows Isaac Asimov's work and has made a decision. Is that correct, Henry?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose once you're in a state of war, you probably are permitted, whether you're a robot or human, to harm the enemy.
Right.
So, you know, the question would be, well, are these things going to come after us? I kind of think that might be a stretch. And you got to pay attention, but that does sound like a stretch.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Drones are the thing.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.